Some banks have started raising their variable mortgage rates on home loans. So is it time to lock in and fix interest rates on some or all of your mortgages? This is a question many property investors and homeowners are asking. So how do you decide what's right for you? And what do you need to consider to ensure you make an informed decision? Firstly, some background. Over the past few months, rates on residential investment property loans have gone up, but the homeowners have, until now, been shielded from an increase in variable rates. The reason for the rise in interest rates is simple. APRA has made regulatory moves designed to ensure Australia's major banks are in the top quartile amongst their global peers. As a result, the amount of capital that the banks need to hold against mortgages has increased by 50%. This was always going to come at a cost. So rates are not rising because the interest rate easing cycle is over. Rates are rising because the banks are adjusting to a new regulatory environment. The Reserve Bank hasn't signalled any intention to start raising official rates anytime soon. There are three major implications. One, it's likely that other banks will lift rates on residential mortgages over the next couple of months. Two, it further increases the likelihood that the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates again in the future. In fact, the money markets have factored in another rate cut before the end of this year. 3. Best practice means building extra capital buffers against a downturn in property markets. Higher interest rates make banks and therefore our financial system a bit stronger. Does this mean the property boom is over? No one knows how things will pan out. But with a rate cut by the RBA almost certain in the next 2 months, overall rates will be marginally cheaper by Christmas. For all intents and purposes, rates will be much the same. But the interest rates on business lending will be cheaper, hopefully boosting business lending and investment. And by lowering the interest rates differential between Australia and the rest of the world, there will be less demand for the Aussie dollar, meaning we should see the Australian dollar fall even further. That would be a good thing for our exporters, including our farmers, and for tourism.
For more about this, you can talk to Melanie on
6652 8788 or on the web mjaccountants.com.au.